our corporate church started the holy great fast, which is known by the Lent, and it is 55 days. Because of the 40 days which our Lord Jesus Christ fasted on our behalf, as we recite that our Lord Jesus Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and we add to this 40 days 1 week, which is the Holy Passion Week, and a week in the beginning of the fast, which there is a reason in the history why, in the history of the church, why we add this week. But now we consider it is a preparation week. We prepare ourselves for the Holy Great Fast. When we fast, we should consider some important points. The first point, that fast in itself is not an aim or a goal we want to achieve, but rather it is a way to achieve our goal, which is returning to God. And it is clear in the book of Joel, when our Lord Jesus Christ, when God said, "Return to me with all your hearts and with fast." So fasting is just a way we walk in it to achieve our goal, which is returning to God. That's why when we fast, we shouldn't focus on what we eat and what we drink, as you heard in the Gospel of today, but we should focus more on returning back to God, on our repentance. So fasting is not changing the kind of food and being vegetarian, but it is changing the life to return back to God, to live our life which is full of sins and trespasses and iniquities, and start a holy life full of virtues and love of God. So it is very important to consider this point, that fasting is a season of repentance. Fasting is a season of repentance. And preventing ourselves from certain kinds of food help us in achieving this goal. Because when we abstain from certain kinds of foods, this makes our spirit grow more than our body. And in this way, we become spiritual persons instead of being carnal persons. We become spiritual persons because we are focusing on our spirit, how we make our spirit grow in love of God and in His obedience. Also, fasting strengthens the will of us, strengthens our will. And in this way, we can resist the temptation of the world and can resist the temptation of the devil. Because the person who has a weak will can easily fall into temptation. But to resist the temptation, you should have a strong will. That's why St. Paul said, I control my body and subject. Why? To can to overcome the devil and all his temptations. That's why in our fasting we should live in an ascetic way. We shouldn't prepare our tables with different kinds of food. In this way, we are not strengthening our will. And in this way, we are not, we don't abstain from the pleasure of food. And we are weak, falling under the temptation of food and its temptation to us. That's why even when our God ordered Ezekiel to fast, we read this in chapter 4. He instructed him to eat certain kinds of food. And he instructed him to eat it by measure, That means we should control not only the quality, but also the quantity. That is the ascetic life. And also, he asked him to eat it from time to time. Not all the day he can eat, but from time to time. And that's why we should abstain from food for a certain period of time every day, according to our ability and to the guidance of our spiritual father. If we fast in this way and we focus on our spiritual growth, in this way we can achieve our aim, which is returning to God. Asceticism also, we should have it not only in food, but also in what we wear and in our appearance. As also you heard in the Gospel of today, don't think what we should eat or what we should wear, but rather ask the kingdom of God, ask for the kingdom of heaven. Because God knows that you need all this stuff of this world. So let us not waste our time in seeking these pleasures of the world. It is not appropriate that during the fast we spend and or we waste our time going into malls looking for, you know, what is the fashion and what is the latest thing, and we buy new clothes, just focusing on this, forgetting our spirits. It is not appropriate. We should live in ascetic life, especially during the period of fast. And this way also, we can be merciful, because we will feel how those who don't have the wealth of this world, how they live. And in this way, our hearts will be full of mercy on the poor and brethren of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why during the Holy Great Fast, we hear the deacon singing, "Blessed are those who are merciful upon the poor. Upon them the mercy of God will be bestowed." So if we prevent and prevent ourselves from the pleasure of the world and try to live in a secret way, in this way, our hearts will be filled with mercy. Also, fasting should be accompanied by prayer. And in the section of the Holy Liturgy, we hear that fasting and prayer, we hear this sentence several times. And all of you remember the story when our Lord Jesus Christ was descending from the mountain of Transfiguration with his three disciples, St. Peter, St. James, and St. John, and he found a young man possessed by a demon. And the disciples tried to cast out the demon from this person, but they couldn't. And they asked our Lord to cast the demon out of him. So he ordered the demon, and the demon was cast out from this person. So we asked our Lord Jesus Christ this question: why we couldn't cast away this demon from this person? Why we couldn't? And you could. Our Lord Jesus Christ didn't answer and said, it is a divine work. You couldn't do it because you are human, and I do it because I am God. No, he didn't say so. What did he say? He said, this generation cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. This generation, this kind, cannot come out by anything except by prayer and fasting. So during the period of fast, if we are fighting against the devil, how can we overcome the devil? How can we defeat him? By prayer and fast. So it is important to accompany our fasting by prayer. By prayer in our homes and also in church. And that's why all the church used to conduct divine liturgy every day during the period of fast. So I hope every one of you attend more than one liturgy every week. If you are able to attend more than one liturgy, it's good, because in fasting you should also focus on prayer. Also, in fasting, as our God said in the book of Yoel, we should practice that we live alone, but we just stay away from everyone to examine ourselves. As he said, قدس صوما نادي بالاعتكاف. قدس صوما نادي بالاعتكاف. So we should have certain time every day sitting by ourselves, examining our life, sitting in meditation and contemplation, how we achieve our goal and how we should return back to our God. We should examine ourselves to purify our hearts and to cleanse our hearts from all the lust of the world. It means certain time, and it means that we shouldn't be preoccupied with the matters of this world. So it is good during the period of fasting is to have this time. And all of you complain that you don't have time. So let me suggest some things can spare some time to you. For example, first thing, TV. How about just you make a decision, you make a promise now to God that during the period of fasting, you will not watch TV. And spare this time for a spiritual work, for more reading in the Bible, for spiritual reading, for meditation, for contemplation. I think it is a good thing to do during the period of fast that we don't watch TV. Again, many hours we spend it or we waste it talking over the phone in useless talks. How about just we save this time? We save this time for a spiritual work. Our visit, when we visit each other, how about we make this visit a spiritual way? Let us open the Bible and read the daily readings of this day. If we don't have a chance to attend the liturgy, if we visit each other, let us open the Bible and read the daily reading of this day. And in this way, the time of fasting, we make use of it in a spiritual way. And believe me, if we fast in this sense, and if we fast in a perfect way, we will enjoy the feast of the Holy Resurrection. We say we fast for several years, and we don't feel different. It's the same. Our life is the same. What is the purpose of fast? It is because we don't fast in the right way. But if we fast in the right way, we will feel its spiritual power. We ask our Lord Jesus Christ to give all of us, during this period of the Holy Great Fast, that we return to Him by all our hearts, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.